I'm Ken Vincent. Early in her run for president, California U.S. Senator Kamala Harris has presented herself as a progressive prosecutor, someone who pushed for criminal justice reforms from inside the system. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols examined Harris's career and whether the image she's crafted matches with reality.
Harris has drawn big crowds, raised record money, and been absolutely everywhere on TV.
Welcome to a CNN Democratic presidential candidate town hall with Senator Kamala Harris.
Back with us now for the interview is Democratic Senator Kamala Harris.
Please welcome back to the Late Show, Senator Kamala Harris.
So far, the Democratic candidate has received lots of praise, but not from some advocates for criminal justice reform. They argue that the former San Francisco District Attorney and State Attorney General was a defender of the justice system's status quo, one that disproportionately punishes the poor and people of color, and not the progressive leader that she claims to be. Harris was asked at a CNN town hall about defending California's death penalty as Attorney General.
How do you reconcile your contradictory past with what you claim to support today?
Without hesitation, Harris responded,
I've been consistent my whole career.
Harris has been consistent in saying she personally opposes capital punishment, and she took heat early in her career as DA for choosing not to seek the death penalty for a suspect who killed a police officer. Yet a decade later as AG, she did defend the state's death penalty law, even though scholars said she didn't have to.
She made decisions while she was the head of these powerful offices that actually were, in my opinion, regressive.
That's University of San Francisco law professor Laura Bazelon. She attacked Harris's record in a widely discussed New York Times op-ed, listing examples where she says Harris failed to challenge shortcomings in the system.
Not getting behind two bills, one that would have required police officers to wear body cameras and another that would have required her office's attorney general to investigate officer-involved shootings. These are all positions that are on the other side of positions that have been taken by progressive prosecutors.
Harris's standard response to the criticisms has been to point to reforms she created, such as a San Francisco initiative to help nonviolent first-time drug offenders transition back to their communities and prevent recidivism. But at that same CNN town hall, Harris showed some frustration.
There are some people who just believe that prosecutors shouldn't exist, and I don't think I'm ever going to satisfy them. But I will also say that there is so much more work to do, and do I wish I could have done more? Absolutely. I do wish I could have done more.
Harris was attorney general when the body camera and police investigation bills were proposed. She has said she supports all officers wearing cameras and required her agency's officers to do so, but she said she wanted local agencies to make the final call on their personnel. She did not support the investigations bill, saying her office had already made strides by improving law enforcement training and transparency. Harris says she stands by her record, but she added this about the criminal justice system.
There is a whole lot more work to be done in this country around criminal justice and reform.
She added a moment later,
it is a flawed system, deeply flawed.
Former public defender and current UC Davis law professor Irene Joe, speaking at a Sacramento cafe, says parts of Harris's record should cause concern for reformers. But just the fact that she's running
is a conversation starter, and it's something that's really going to move things along in terms of how do we define progressive prosecutors? What do we want criminal justice reform to look like?
That question, along with questions about Harris's record, will receive intense scrutiny throughout her White House run. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.